Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Dono. Anybody got any cute nicknames for players? Welcome in on a Friday. Dono.
Touchdown, Dono.
Touchdown, Dono. Warm, close, personal for Dono. I almost fell over when I heard that today.
Well, you know, I was talking to AIDS, and, you know, hopefully he'll go out to Maryland and do well.
Probably not the best nickname.
Not the greatest nickname. Don't do that.
Probably want to.
Hey, what up, AIDS?
All right, AC.
Oh, my.
Can I leave?
AC.
Yeah, we're good.
It would be Ado.
Live from Circa, and we're out. All right. So let's get in. No, I laughed my ass off. Gator was busting his balls. I'm like, oh, Doug's not having this.
No.
Dono. You shut your mouth. All right, let's. Dono.
Say it with respect.
Come on. Doug knew he messed up. He knew he messed
you
up.
You can see it, the second he said it, he was grabbing the words out of the air like, no.
Dono. All right. So what we're going to try to do today on a Football Friday, besides ascertain TJ Lang's blood alcohol level, is we're going to try to talk both Lions and Michigan. Because those are the two big games. I mean, Michigan State at Maryland, like, yeah, I'm happy to take a call on it. But your guess is as good as mine. And really, what's on the line there? Not a whole lot. Maybe some dignity. Michigan and Texas, top 10 matchup. I want to know the confidence level, Rico, as we start Football Friday. And whether you're both a Wolverine and a Lion fan or you just care about one of them, I want to know the confidence level between these two. Because – look, doing the podcast with Cookies earlier, he basically treated the Rams like a layup. He treated the Rams like a free square. And I'm like, okay, I think that's a mistake. And, look, I think it's an equal mistake if people treat Michigan that way.
Yeah.
Meaning, oh, well, Texas favored by 7. And, you know, I feel like Michigan is going to play up. They're going to keep this thing close. Wouldn't shock me in the least if they won. I want to have that conversation and see if that invites people to join us. Confidence levels.
I get where you're going. The Michigan thing, I look at
Dono.
I look at the players out there. I wasn't that confident in the offense because it really boils down to what can the Michigan offense do against the Texas defense? Can they put up points? That's where I would be shocked if they won that game.
Okay.
I don't think they're going to get their doors blown off. But for the Lions, Mike.
What about their Donos?
Dono for 3 touchdowns.
Dono.
I think for the Lions, it's because a lot of people, I mean, listening to the tail end of the last show, people are thinking this team is going to go 14-3. And it's, hey, guys, do you know how difficult it is to go 14-3 in the NFL? Okay, the back-to-back That's Super correct. Bowl champions – went 11-6 last year, and they didn't win their division.
Right.
It's a very hard thing to do. I'm with you because you know how everybody is like, oh, well, you know, the Lions, they want revenge on the 49ers. You don't think the Rams don't want revenge on the Lions? You knocked them out of the playoffs. It was a questionable call. If we did LA radio, we would be so upset about the Puka Nacua pass interference non-call. It didn't happen. You won the game. You moved on. The Rams have been practicing all year for this game. They've circled this game. So I'm with you. This layup, like, oh, this is going to be a piece of cake. Like, no, it's not. Stafford, it's personal. I'm quite sure he's heard the attacks on him and his family and the booing. He wants this.
Listen, I stayed away from that all week. But I look, we continue to platform Kelly Stafford. I've had enough, honestly. Oh, woe is me. I've got $300 million in the bank, flying my kids across the country. Oh, wah, wah. Get a private plane. Ain't nobody trying to hear it. You ain't sitting there flying Frontier. Yeah. All right? And second of all, you're damn right. They're booing your husband. Enough. He plays for the enemy, and he has a Lombardi, and we don't.
Yeah.
And nobody, not one person on this planet, believes they booed your children. They don't care about your damn kids.
They didn't boo your kids.
They don't care about your damn kids. Nonsense. I read New York newspapers, and Kelly Stafford's in it. She's got a hell of a PR firm working for her. The point I'm making in all of this, bottom line, I want to know your confidence level. It's on now. If you're Michigan, that was the warm-up last week. And I can give you a mulligan on it. I'm not telling you they played well. They didn't. It was 16-10 in the fourth quarter against Fresno State, and Fresno's best player was on one leg.
Yeah.
Okay?
Rushed three times, I think.
For the Lions? Look, there are no dress rehearsals. This is the NFL.
Yeah.
It's just funny. You look at all these games around the league. There's only one spread in the league, I think, that's north of 6 points. Everything else is 2, 3, yeah, 2.5, 4. It's so unpredictable. I'm nervous. I'm not nervous with Michigan if I'm a Michigan fan, because I like the idea that no one believes in us. You guys love your Michigan versus everybody routine. Dono, you just rally up, go play the game. It's going to be windy tomorrow in A Square.
Okay, when you have to break down the wind and how cold it's going to be, you got problems.
No.
Because great teams don't care.
They're not great.
We'll play on the move. And that's – I look at the offense, Mike. I look at the quarterback situation. That's where I
– But what about Dono?
Dono didn't do well.
Thanksgiving.
Right. Dono couldn't break tackles.
I feel like the Michigan game is going to be lower scoring than people expect. Both defenses will probably carry the day. I do think the win matters in one regard. It's a mitigating circumstance to Texas's passing game. Quinn Ewers throws a flutter ball. 15 to 20 mile an hour winds? That helps Michigan. I know what you're saying, yeah, but I don't think Michigan's great, and I don't think Texas is great.
Right, but here's the thing. Even without wind, the Michigan passing game was not great at all.
Uh-oh. So, okay, so then, look, confidence level as a Lions fan, confidence level at the Wolverines. Which of these two teams would you be more confident in? And I know on surface you'll say, well, one's a 7-point dog and the other's a 4-point favorite. Make no mistake about it. I don't care if you're a 4, 3, 2, but I don't care what you are in the NFL. The NFL and college are distinctly different landscapes. You can't let that affect you here.
Because last night, just when you thought the Kansas City was going to run away with the game, it ended up coming down to the final play and a toe on the line.
And Lamar being a terrible quarterback.
Well, he made the throw. The guy just
– How about the play before? Zay Flowers.
Well, you know
Zay Flowers would have had his feet in bounds.
Mistakes were made.
Uh-huh.
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving. Let me just take a sip from the chalice. Thanksgiving. If you missed yesterday, caller Ed is just legendary. And, well, we're stupid, so the drop is funny to us. 248-539-9797. Let's talk to the people. David, confidence level. And don't give me this whole Michigan 6-6 thing. Treat the topic with sincerity.
Of course.
Thanksgiving.
Here's the thing. I wasn't impressed with Texas last week either. Less impressed with
52 to nothing.
Yeah, but they didn't play anybody.
Who the hell did you play? The Kansas City Chiefs?
My point is
Thanksgiving.
My point is I didn't like what I saw from Michigan last week. We all talked about that this week. So my confidence level, honestly, is a 6 for this game. I think there's a way that things can turn Michigan's way. I don't believe they'll win, but I think there are things that can turn Michigan's way and they can get the win. If shows up, then maybe you can win that game.
Dono, look, it's the running game. Texas, they have questions to answer on their defensive line. Your O-line needs to play a hell of a lot better. And I don't think the passing game is ever going to drive the bus for U of M. Hey, sure as hell not this year. You're right, David. Now for the Lions, confidence level.
For the season or for the game?
No,
for the game.
The day,
yeah.
I don't care.
Well,
if the season's tomorrow.
Well,
the season is Sunday. That's 1 week at a time.
Well, here's the confidence level I have for them. 1 to 10, is that a 12? Is that a 12? This crowd is going to be wild on Sunday. I don't think there's any way the Rams hear each other.
David, I got my hand raised here in Vegas. I get what you're saying.
But here comes the deflator.
No. It's David. I was there at the playoff game when the crowd and Kenny were loud and screaming. That game came down to the very end. To sit there and say a 12, I mean, you're acting like this is going to be a 30-point blowout.
What I'm acting like is that the Lions offensively are a behemoth, okay? I really think they're going to come in week one. Now, I don't know about the rest of the year and what happens there, but for week one, they're going to come out firing. Yes, I think it will be more of that type of victory, Rico.
I love it. Now, listen, this is what the topic is about. And if the people aren't going to partake, well, damn it, we'll just talk to each other. Kenny, line it up. Michigan, Texas level and Lions, Rams level.
Michigan, Texas, if I was a Michigan fan, it would be probably
close to a five
or a six. Yeah, it's not high enough for me to be jumping up and down. But the Big House is a place that not a lot of teams are able to come into, especially with a rowdy crowd. Because that game, I don't know if you've seen the numbers and how downtown's going to look like, downtown Ann Arbor. It's a hype crowd for this weekend. So I don't think it's easy enough for Texas. I'm with you in the sense that I don't think Texas is any good, and I don't think Michigan's any good this year. So I'm kind of at a five. It could go either way.
Okay, I wouldn't. Can we just alter the any good, Rico, there? Can we? They're both good team. Thanksgiving. They're both good teams. I just don't know that they're great. Can we not do the Georgia Feinbaum?
I'm sorry. You're talking to Feinbaum over here.
Texas, what, 52 to nothing?
Hey, Paul. All right,
that wasn't good enough.
Yeah, let's.
So just throw a dental care joke in there while you're at it, all right?
No. You have a fine football program at Georgia, and I would probably guess Georgia, of the southern states that neglect dental care, is probably in the upper 10%.
Well, yeah, you know, they got fine dentists in Buckhead, so.
That's
yes.
Right, Roswell.
Yeah.
248-539-9797. I think Michigan's going to be a very close game. I do. Winning and losing, man, I wouldn't touch that game with a 10-foot pole. But I don't think this is going to be a Texas walkaway. But I also don't see that with the Lions either. I think the Rams look, hey, newsflash, guys, you're going to be rolling rookies out there in the secondary, okay? The Rams are nothing to play with. And to Rico's point, that game came down to a play, mm-hmm. a singular play, where, frankly, you got away with one.
Yeah, fourth down. Should have been a first down, automatic, and they kept the ball. Instead, they turned it over on downs. You got it. You played keep away, and you won the game. You moved on to the Tampa for the next week.
Confidence level, Michigan State, Maryland. 2?
I was going back 3.
Yeah. Okay, so basically, we're both deflated.
Right.
You're normally the deflator.
Right.
We are the deflatees.
But, I mean, for the Lions, I'm at a 6. But for both Michigan State, I'm at 3. I just don't think that neither one are going to come away with a victory this weekend.
Let's talk confidence levels on the first football Friday of the season. If you have something to say about any of the three games, here for it. Let's get after it today. Thanksgiving. 248-539-9797. We got the picks. We got Drunk TJ showing up with a little pint in his hand. It's going to be exciting. We've got the Prop Bet Casino. We got Who Said It. Lots to do today. 97.1.
Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. you get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
To people in a second, I want to just offer one thing because we ran out of time. And we're talking about your confidence levels this weekend as we really kick off real football. And it's Michigan, Texas, Lions, Rams. And obviously, to a lesser extent, but it still means a lot to a lot of people if you're a Spartan fan, is MSU, Maryland. It's your level you're at for these games. As far as Michigan and Texas go, here's the one thing, and I can't calculate it. I just will tell you in my mind, if Texas is going to win, a guy that really wasn't a part of the game plan in week one for them is going to have a couple of impact plays. And it's a guy named Silas Bolden, Oregon State transfer, went to Texas. Now, he's tiny. I mean, he's Gary Coleman small. But this dude runs like a 4.2. He's Tyreek Hill fast. Mm-hmm. I say it because Ryan Wingo and Isaiah Bond are going to be on the outside. They are going to be taken away. Will Johnson will take one of them. One. But Silas Bolden at Oregon State was a deep shot maestro, right? Which is weird for a dude who's like 4 feet tall. This is where I think the windy thing is tough for me if I'm a Texas fan. If you're Michigan, this guy's the X factor. The known commodities are what they are. But if that cat gets behind your defense, this is his specialty. Yeah. Well, then my pendulum would swing the other way. I'm interested to see what they do because he only had one catch for 5 yards against Colorado State. I wonder how purposeful that was.
Yes, yeah, I wonder if it was one of those we don't really need him or other guys were open. I'm with you. Will Johnson's going to probably take one receiver, and I look for that guy to be shut down. But, yeah, it's going to be the other two receivers, I think, that's going to make the difference. And Mike, I mean, unless the wind is blowing like 30, 40 miles an hour, I don't think it's going to be that big of a difference when it comes to that. I mean, because honestly, you actually, if you're Michigan, you don't want the wind to blow because I think a lot of their points may come off of, you know, 5 or 6 field goals that they will end up kicking and just trying to keep this thing a close game.
I swear to God, they have a factory that just produces outstanding kickers. How the hell did they find Johnny Zavala or whatever his name is?
Yeah.
Guy sounds like he runs a sports book. How'd they find him at Arkansas State? That kid bombing. 53 yeah. and 55 last week. I go, great, Jake Moody's back. What a fancy last name.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to the people. We'll see what everybody's got to say. Dre will kick things off on a Friday. What's up, Dre?
What's up, guys? How are you enjoying Vegas?
It's just great. Just great.
it's good,
some more than others, Dre.
Just great. Everything's great. Yeah,
sure. I'll let you pick which you're enjoying it more.
for sure. In terms of the Lions, confidence is about a 7. And I put that as because it's more of a measured confidence. You know, in the NFL, the margin of error is so small. So you're talking about can we win this game? I think it's a 7. Now, if you're talking about how much better off than the Rams, I put more 8 or 9. But, you know, the NFL doesn't work like that. So, but I think we still get it done. Now, Michigan, I'm more like a 6. Because I've got to give Michigan a shot because I still believe that they have the formula in place to beat a Texas. Now, it was much easier in previous seasons, especially last year, to implement that formula in terms of ball control, limiting turnovers, limiting a big play, especially from a schematic standpoint. I think Mike, I meant to talk to you about this earlier this week, but, you know, one of your biggest gripes with Wink Martindale is that he loves to blitz. Well, ironically, the only touchdown defense they got last week was off of zero coverage, in which we did blitz and we left one of our corners. I think it was our nickel on the island. And they beat us. So, I think for that standpoint, we can put ourselves in situations in which we have problems stopping Texas. Yeah, sorry, guys. My daughter in the background.
No, it's okay. Listen, you got a lot happening over there. No, understand, part of the reason, look, I do believe you tighten things up a little bit, but Wink is going to be a boomer bust coordinator. And that, if I had more faith in, I don't love Quinn Ewers. Like, I don't know where, like, you know, Cookies always would bust my chops, Dre. I like the collective.
He had a mullet at first, man. Come on, man. I think you know why. We all didn't like the fact that he rocked the mullet at first. He's talented. I mean,
I don't think he's great.
No, I don't think he's great either. No. But it's when of all the quarterbacks, he's going to be the best one on the field. Is that safe to say?
Yes. But you know what? What made me feel good, and I know it was one drive, but the last drive that the offense had against Fresno was prototypical Michigan football. They gashed Fresno. I'm not saying I'm gashing a defense every play with the running game. Even at our best, we never did that. It was more like 2, 3, 4 yards pop. But you saw when they're able to establish the run really well, that touchdown that Warren threw was a play action pass. Well, what we're going to see is, was that a precursor to an offensive line and offense fighting the rhythm? Was it just us wearing down Fresno, which is, once again, a formula that we do well against most teams? We start to wear you down towards the fourth quarter. Or was it just kind of a fluke? You know, we just had one good drive. That was very encouraging. So, look, I never expected much from Davis Warren. He doesn't have to do too much. But the offensive line, it comes down to ball control. The magic number for me is that we got to keep Texas somewhere between 20 and 24. They get above that, we're not winning the game. But for offensively, for us to have a shot, we got to be around there.
I think it's going to be a low-scoring game.
To do so. Yeah.
No, and Dre, you and I see it the same way. I could see a 20-17 kind of game. I just maybe I got a bad read on it. Wouldn't be the first time, won't be the last. I think it'll be a low-scoring game. I think Michigan will be right in it. Whether they can muster enough, you know, you can't predict things like turnovers, or you can't predict stuff like a punt return, or I don't know, goofy stuff. It's football. But I don't see this as Texas rolling the wagons in. Oh, well, they're favored by eight. I don't really care.
No.
I don't buy it. I need to see it from this Texas team. Also, Lions fans, I'm fine talking this U of M Texas thing all damn day. Where are you at, Lions fans?
Oh, they're already at the parade.
What are you busy, tying your balls in a Bavarian knot? You're so excited? Like, guys, you got a game on Sunday. I hate to break it to you. Lions, this is not Lions Commanders with a rookie QB coming in here. Just a reality check. It's okay to talk about your team in some realistic terms. Let's go to Steven, 97.1. Steven, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, Steven. How are you today?
I'm good. Thanks. Thank you. So the Lions, I'll talk the Lions first. I'll put them at an 8. And the reason why I put them high at an 8, Aaron Donald is gone. He's retired. I think this game will be very high scoring. I think the offense is pretty much back for the Rams. I think they have a lot to prove. I don't think early in the season the Lions have what it takes to stop Nacua or Cooper Kupp. I just think the Lions have too much on offense. And I think with the home field advantage, I think it'll push them through. I do like them in a very high-scoring game with the Lions at an 8. Michigan and Texas, I have it at a 5. I think it's right down the middle. It's not the passing game that worries me. Michigan, to be honest, when did Michigan have a passing game last year? Okay, it's what scared me against Fresno State was that their offensive line did get manhandled at times against Fresno State. They're going against probably one of the best defense in college football. But the reason why I do think Michigan has somewhat of a chance, Texas, Mike, I agree with you. They have to show it first. Quinn Ewers, I'm not completely – he is the best quarterback on the field, but – they're down to the third running back, too. That's huge. When you lose your first two running backs in this type of game, in this atmosphere, it does hurt. But that's why I have it at a 5 for that game.
Yeah. No, I'm with you on it. And again, I think we got to be careful, you know, glazing Texas's donut up front. They lost NFL players on that D-line, and I particularly, my opinion, I didn't like the way they attempted to address it. It's not like they went out and got – you know, Walter Nolan in here, the number one D-tackle transfer who left A&M and went to Ole Miss. They just didn't do enough. Now, again, they may come in here and they may just be better. Maybe your O-line is more what they showed last week. Maybe they don't have another gear.
See, I look at the Michigan offensive line and the Texas D-line as kind of a wash because neither really – they're not to the standard that they were last season. So now – it boils down to really how much does Sharon Moore want to stick with Donovan, because Donovan just he wasn't able to create. So is it just, okay, you're my senior captain, I have to play you, or does Sharon say, you know what, I got to go with the best person, and that's not Hugh Donovan.
I mean,
that's
Donovan, if given a crease, an opening, and he gets to full speed and nobody touches him, he's got ability to take it to the house. But he has not shown an ability to break tackles.
No.
That's just not been his thing. You know, that was a Blake Corum thing.
Yeah, it was.
Who, by the way, is on the Rams. And I don't like that draft pick. I love it. I think Corum with Kyren Williams is a dynamite one, too. I think Blake is going to play a really nice role for them. Not that any Wolverine cares what I have to say. All righty then. All right. It is time for either a delight or a curse, depending on your perspective. For the first time during real football season, it is time for the Prop Bet Casino.
First of all, I got to shout out Kenny Cott. He absolutely destroyed us last week.
Yeah.
It got to the point where, you know what, I could have stopped the voting. I stopped the count because we were never going to catch up to you, Kenny. So congratulations. Now let's jump into week two, week one of the NFL. We'll start in Ann Arbor. Over, under, Colston Loveland touchdowns, 0.5.
Over. He's their primary. And I still don't understand how teams don't bracket him. But I'm just a dummy. Over.
Yes, I agree with Mike. Primary target, over.
Yeah, I think this one's easy. It is an over for me.
You know what? I'm going to go under. I think he gets a lot of yards.
I think they get
it from the running game. And I probably would look at Orgy to score the touchdown.
Rico Spirit.
Dono rushing yards. Over, under, 47
oh my
and a
God.
Half.
Dono. What was that, Doug?
Over, under, 47 and a half rushing yards.
Over. Rico, look, I may not think he's going to end up in New York at the Heisman. I don't think he's a bad player. The idea of a young man getting 15, 16, 17 carries, he can't be what he was last week. I'll say over.
But you also remember he's splitting the carries in the backfield.
But he's Dono, you piece of garbage.
Okay. You know,
regards, DK in Ann Arbor.
My bad.
Dono.
I'm with you, Mike, and Doug knows him personally. Personal friend, Dono.
That's right.
You got to go over. That's right.
Thank you, Kenno.
You're welcome,
Dave-o.
Michael.
Dave-o.
All right, yeah, Dave-o here.
Hatcho.
I want to believe that he can do it, so I'm going to believe, and I'm going to say over.
All right, well, I'm going under as well. Quinn Ewers, passing yards, over, under, 229 and a half.
Over. I mean, it has to be over. I don't see a scenario where Texas is remotely in this game if he throws for like 170. I'll go over. I do think it'll be a close game.
Yeah, Michigan's defense will carry them, but I do see an over there.
Kenno.
It absolutely has to be over for them to be in this game, and I think they beat Michigan. So, yes, over.
All right, I'll make it a clean sweep. I'll go over. Longest field goal made, either team, 56 and a half yards.
Under, because once again, Doppler Guido, it's going to be windy in Ann Arbor.
Did you just say Doppler Guido?
I did. That's actually going to be the new name of the show, Doppler Guido, the experience.
David, I'm very uncomfortable with this.
What?
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you can't.
You
can't project a 57-plus field goal in that kind of wind. I'll say under.
All right, it's going to be Twister out there. It's going to be cows blowing in the wind.
I'm going to go under.
I'm going to go over.
Let's check that out-of-town scoreboard
with
Guido.
You know what? Let's have some fun.
You got to stop, man. You got to stop.
I'm so uncomfortable.
Thanksgiving.
The amount of snaps from Arch Manning in this game,
zero.
Over, under,
no.
0.5.
Zero. If Arch Manning's in the game, it means Quinn Ewers got decapitated. Zero.
Yeah, I'm with you. Zero. Absolutely under.
Wow. Yeah, I don't think it's a blowout, so I don't think he gets in. So I'm going to go under.
I'm going to go over.
Whoa, really?
I do. I think that even if it's like a trick play or just something different, I can see that happening.
Deflator.
That's not deflating.
I know.
I just don't have a cool nickname. My real name's Real.
Rico.
And it's cool. All right. Let's go out to Maryland. Aiden Childs passing yards. Mike, just go ahead and say under.
Just let me hear
that. Get out your system.
Let me hear the number.
Come on. Get Doppler Guido here. Over under 169.5.
Forecast 78 and sunny, breezy, 38% chance of turtle penis. This is Doppler Guido reporting from College Park, Maryland. Maryland. What's the total?
169.5.
It better be over or I want a refund on this NIL.
You will be getting that refund. I'm taking the under.
Oh, my God.
First time you and Kenny have now split. Go ahead.
Thanksgiving.
Wow. See, I want to believe that he gets more than that, so I'm going to believe over.
Do it for your middle son.
AIDS is going to be over.
No, that's not the nickname.
It would have to be AC.
Ado. Ado. If we're following the DK nickname program.
No.
Ado.
No. It's A Chill. A Chill.
Wow.
Here's one for you, Mike. How many drives will it take MSU to score? Over, under, 3.5.
To score what? A field goal or a touchdown?
Points. Points on the board.
Functional points.
Could be a safety. I don't care. 3.5 drives. Over, under.
Over. Over.
No, they'll get a field goal in there. I'll say under.
It's going to be over.
Oh, my God.
Kenny, I'm just praying to God that you're right. I'm going to go under.
Oh, my God.
MSU total points over under 19.5.
Under?
Under.
Under.
No. Wait. They could still lose like 38-20. You know what? I'm going to go over because I don't want to get off the airplane and be miserable. Can I just say over?
You can.
Can I see one touchdown play?
DG, you can do whatever you want.
I don't know if they coach the touchdown play, so I'll say under.
I hate you.
Oh, for sure. David. Under. Yeah, under.
Oh, for sure.
I'm with you, Mike. I'm going to go over. All right, let's head to Ford Field. Yes. Over, under, J-Mo touchdowns, 0.5.
I'm going to go over. I think he's going to have a huge year. It would be very, very appropriate if on the first night they hit a deep shot to J-Mo and the crowd goes wild. I'm going to go over.
Yeah, he has to be a bigger part of this offense this season. I'm going to go over as well.
Yeah, I'm going to go over as well to be a punt return.
I'm going to go under. I think this is going to be stolen by Gibbs and LaPorta, so I'm going to go under. More passing yards, Jared Goff, Matthew Stafford, or is it Matt Stafford?
It's John. John Matthew Stafford.
Gotcha.
I'm going to say Stafford. I think they're going to have to throw it more than the Lions will.
I think the Lions are going to eat up a lot of ground yards, so I'll say Stafford.
Rams will be losing during this game a lot, so yeah, Stafford.
I'm going to go Stafford, but I think Stafford's going to be trying to test out the young Lions secondary, and that's why I'm going Stafford. More rushing yards, Jahmyr Gibbs, David Montgomery.
I'm going to go Gibbs. I still think it'll be a timeshare, but it's clear. Gibbs is stepping forward, and I think he'll be prioritized more. I'll say Gibbs.
Yeah, Gibbs seems to break those bigger ones a little bit better than Montgomery. I'll say Gibbs.
I'm going to go Monto here.
Monto.
Gibbo.
David, I'm with you. I'm going with Montgomery because I think for the Lions, they want to eat clock. That's not Gibbs' forte. So Monto it is. More receiving yards. St. Brown, Puka Nacua.
Wow.
Got it.
Yeah, it's good.
I live for this.
That's a good one. I'll go Amon-Ra. I think a healthy Cooper Kupp is going to really shift that dynamic. I'm going to go Amon-Ra.
I'll go Puka Nacua. I feel like the Lions are more of a by committee type team, so that's why I do that.
Yeah, I'm going to go Puka Nacua as well.
Me as well. Roma Dunze touchdowns. Over under 0.5.
Under. He's still got to prove he's a starter. I think that game's going to go under in some total. I think he'll be great towards the end of the year, but not now. I'll say under.
Ford Field, too loud. It'll be rocking in there. I'll say under.
For Roma Dunze?
Roma Dunze.
Playing in Ford Field.
Oh, my bad.
Is this a Madden franchise you've created?
Yep, nope, I didn't even hear the receiver. I just heard, okay, so I'll still say under. I didn't realize that's what we're talking about.
Maybe TJ's not the only one bringing a pint.
Guess that ABV. Da-da-da.
I'll just say under and let Kenny just sit there.
Bears, Titans, David. Yeah.
Yeah, under.
Nobody believes in Rome but me. He's catching his first touchdown. Let's go out. College, Shedeur Sanders, over under 2.5 passing touchdowns against Nebraska.
I say over. I think it's going to be a shootout. I'm going to say over. He's their only way out. He's their only salvation.
Yes, I agree. There is no easy way out. I will also say over.
There's no shortcut home.
That's correct.
But do you know if Sanders is playing in fourth field, Kenny?
All right, you know what?
Over.
Thanks, Jano.
All right. More passing yards, Caleb Williams or Jaden Daniels?
I'm going to say Caleb because I think there's going to be thunderstorms in that Tampa Bay-Washington game.
And you would know.
Doppler Guido is here to help you. I'll say Caleb.
Yeah, I'll say Caleb, too. They're going to test out his arm, see what he's got. He'll have a lot of yards.
Yeah, it'll be Caleb.
Really? I think it's going to be Jaden Daniels. I think he's going to be out there trying to show everybody that he is not forgotten. All right. We got time for one more?
Quickly.
All right. Nick Marsh, touchdown. Over-under, 0.5.
Under. He's not even a real person.
Gotcha.
Under.
He is a real person. Over.
Under.
Over. That's the picks for the Prop Bet Casino, 97.1.
All right. We do it every week at this time. New time slot. Same deal. Derek Stevens from Circa Resort Casino, where we are broadcasting live currently. Derek, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, great to see you. Rico, Mike.
You just told us something. I know football's the order of the day, but I want you to tell the people what you just told us, because it's actually kind of crazy. Tigers are the most popular, like, late steam to win the World Series. And people will go, well, wait, they're not going to do that. Explain why you don't have to for that to be a problem.
Yeah, I mean, in the last 4 weeks, boy, we've seen some steam on the Tigers here at Circus Sports. And, you know, they were, 1,000-1, 500-1. Now they're at 300-1. And people may say, well, they're not going to win the World Series. But remember, when you're seeing odds that are that high, effectively, all you really need to do is make the playoffs. If you make the playoffs, people are hedging out in the first round and in the wild card round. And if you actually make it to the ALDS, ALCS, the odds are so high that you can hedge off it. So we're starting to see a lot of Tigers liability. Out here, for me, it's awesome. I mean, I love having the Tigers on. And now we got a key three-game series up in Oakland. And, this could be a fun next 4 weeks here for the Tigers.
Well, not just the Tigers. I mean, Derek, last night I'm walking around, there's a ton of people with Lions shirts on, and this has just basically become, Detroit West out here, betting on the Tigers and now betting on the Lions.
Yeah, I mean, it was great. You guys know I've always been a diehard Lions fan, and last year I was really something to see out here at the D and then at Circa. I mean, we really became became a Lions bar, Lions casino. It was amazing to see the number of jerseys out all throughout the season last year in the playoff run. But then, yesterday, Lions weren't playing.
And right.
There's Lions jerseys. Everybody's pulling out their Sunday best out here to watch the Chiefs play. So it's pretty cool to see that.
So Lions, it goes without saying, then that's the biggest liability.
This year so far, Lions liability for Circus Sports is far and away number one. The money coming in the Lions has not relented. We're down to a flat 10-1, and I thought, if you do a little shopping, you can find 11, 12s. We were at 10-50. We were at plus 10-50 2 days ago, and this weekend just keeps pounding in. We're down to a flat 10-1. So the money just keeps coming in on the Lions. That might have been you, Rico.
So the most popular bet is just what? Lions just to flat out win the whole thing?
Well, it's everything. I mean, it's Lions on a win total, for sure. They're betting over on the win total, which is 10.5 juice, pretty heavy on the over. Then you go right to the NFC North, win NFC North. Then you've got win the NFC, and then up to Super Bowl. So it's laddered all the way through.
So part of the reason we're here is it's a kickoff for the Survivor, Circa Millions, the two biggest football contests on the planet. For people who have no idea what the hell we're talking about, walk through how you sign up, how you play, and then what the prizes are through the roof now.
Yeah, both these football contests have just exploded in popularity. So both contests are $1,000 to enter. You have to enter in the state of Nevada at one of our sports books. But then you can play from anywhere because a proxy will put your picks in for you. So it's the legal way to do it. So these are the two largest legal football contests ever. I'll start with the Circa Million. That's a football contest where you pick five games each week against the spread. So 18 weeks times five, you have 90 selections over the course of the season. 126 ways to win because we pay 100 deep. But there's all the quarterly prizes, like if you get real hot in the first 4 weeks or in the third quarter, things like that of the season. So that's a guaranteed payout of $6 million on the Circa Million. And the blue jacket. So it's kind of like, you know, in World Series of Poker, you get the bracelet. Here you get the blue jacket. You get a lifetime street cred, actually. And then Circus Survivor. This is like a last man standing style contest, a Survivor contest. We started this one. This is the fifth year. And I still remember 5 years ago, we took a big gulp. We thought we'd really have to put a guarantee out there to see if people would have an interest, and we weren't sure if we could get $1 million worth of entries, and we did. We got that first year, we got like $1.2 million, and then it's just kind of skyrocketed from there. Last year we guaranteed $8 million and we ended up at $9.2 million.
Wow.
This year we bumped it, we guaranteed $10 million, and right now we're already at $13.2 million. We went from 9.2 actual last year. We're at 13.2, and it's still growing because we still have another 27 hours to sign up.
So it's not over yet.
No, it's not over. You can still sign up till 2:00 Vegas time on Saturday. So yeah, when we're looking from this lovely location into the world's largest sports book, you see all these booths and tables. I think there's 10 different proxies down there. It's like office hours. I mean, they've all got their meetings and everybody's coming in. So it's gonna keep. We're probably gonna have another $1 million worth of entries walking in the door here just this afternoon and evening.
So before we wrap, I gotta ask, because obviously I know your loyalties lie, but Michigan Texas, the biggest game of the weekend. But from a betting perspective, it started. You know, on open, it was 3. Then the teams played last week, and it got to 5.5, ballooned all the way out to 8. Now you're seeing buyback. I mean, where are you at with that, and kind of where the money's at and what the house needs?
Well, you just kind of explained what the house doesn't need, because you're absolutely right. We do not want Texas to win this game between 3 and 8 points because you're right. We took a lot of Texas money all the way up to 8, and then it's been all Michigan money now in the last 48 hours, so we're down to 7, probably going to be going to a 6.5 to a 6 here by this afternoon. It's all been Michigan money coming in, so obviously this is a perfect scenario. Actually, talking about last night, I mean, last night's a good reason, like when people ask me what's the number one thing I could do as a sports bettor, I tell them, make sure you shop. Make sure you have at least 3 different sports books on your phone. I don't know if that runs against whoever the sponsor is here.
We're good.
Because
bro, we're in your casino. So if you're okay with this, we're okay with this.
I say the same thing on the podcast. If you want outright loyalty, you better guarantee the best lines. I tell people to shop.
So yesterday, you know, the total is 47. It gets pushed up to 47.5. Some places are 48. Then all the information comes out about the storms, the lightning. Boom, everybody bets on the under. It goes down to 46. So what happens in the sports book? We get pounded with over money, over 46, over 46.5. We got pounded under 48, under 47.5. So, in our group chat, all we were rooting for the whole game, they booked it perfectly, two-way action, everything on the game. But on the total, all we wanted was not 47. So that last play of the game was a killer.
Very expensive.
Yeah. So when you're asking about Michigan, Texas, it's the same thing. It's so important as a sports bettor, you look at different sports books because you got to get that half a point. It may not matter today. It may not matter tomorrow. But over the course of a season, that half point is going to mean a lot. And every sports book is going to move depending upon where the money's coming and what they've got going. So I just recommend everybody make sure you have a few different apps on your phone. Don't bet into bad numbers.
All right. Listen, we'll talk to you every week. Obviously, we'll see you in March. Appreciate you. Derek Stevens, Circa Resort and Casino. We will come right back, and we are back at it with all the football to talk about. It's 97.1.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.